The schoolroom that Eunice guards is part of a grand English manor house called Sandover, which is the imaginary setting of most of this poem. The real settings are, of course, the rooms in which the seances take place, in this case, the entrance hall in Athens. The Sandover schoolroom has reverted to a nursery in the passage you'll hear next. The central character, the occupant of the nursery, is our friend and neighbor in Connecticut, Robert Morse, who is about to be reborn in Minnesota as a composer. The passage begins when J.M. rejoins D.J. in Greece, July 1978, just a year after Robert's death. Peter Hooton will do Eunice, the four angels who bring their gifts to the yet unborn child, and last of all, nature, while I do the human voices, dead or alive. July 1978. Noon, Athens, 10 months later. J.M.'s led in shock from jet lag to the music room just off the hall, space named for its upright, tone-deaf piano, not much used. D.J. presses a switch. Out leaping from the gloom, four cream plaster columns catch the light. A path through olives. There, beyond the grove, a little beached skiff. An Arcadian cove. Fresco. But who painted it? He did. 3 weeks, sandpaper, gesso, turpentine, and look. Beneath the mildest of blue skies, this ideal world lacks only one or two dimensions for a future morning's blue in streaming alpha wave to realize. Yet from that house, a stone's throw distant, years flew by in the tall shadow of no peep. The manor. Is it empty? All asleep? Robert surely walks the rank parterres, works at the piano, leaps the hedge on horseback. Still we hesitate to call. Could we face it if we found the hall alive with voices, or my final page every day brought nearer, anything but final? Ah, these are by now the risks one takes, remembering whose house it is, their high connections and past kindnesses. Before we know it, our half-hearted ring is answered.
Sir?
As up dear Uni frisks, followed by Robert. He's alone. We've come none too soon. He leaves next week for life. Details last summer unavailable are rapidly sketched in. The Minnesota dairy farm. The sister, 5 years old, obediently practicing her scales. Baby will need Divino Mozartino from very start. Then a rich widower for grandfather, our friend, the sole male heir. Cushy, no. Perfection, pure Jane Austen. Shrewd guess, DJ. Plotting just such arrangements on earth for lab souls is her V-work here. One shaded villa in a Bombay street has lately brought our packed house to its feet. Remember meeting Robert? The question never fails to prompt a smile. Who could forget? That was the year our Stonington High School mistook itself for a summer theater. Old troopers doddering up with crutch and creak out of the quicklime into the limelight filled the undiscerning hall. One night, a mummy assoluta of technique precariously conjured points in air, abysses yawning for the vivandière, till rataplan, four gaily intertwined cadets provoked this murmur from behind. It's everything one loathes about the dance. We looked round laughing, and there Robert sat with Isabel, knowing already that here was one friendship never launched by chance.